Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Rise above. Rise above. I love that song. It's a prayer. It's an affirmation. It's a reminder. It's truth expressed through the heart. Yes, yes, yes. Valerie Joy. Valerie J-O-I. Rise above, even in the midst of it. Rise above. To find out more about Valerie Joy's work, go to her virtual home, valeriejoi.com, valeriejoi.com. But you especially want to go to iTunes. That's where you can download your own file. As a matter of fact, download the whole CD and watch what Rev D and Valerie created. It will serve you every day. Good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, good day to you wherever you happen to find yourself at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning into yourself first and then tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And when you change with the change, when you yield to the change, when you surrender to the change, because sometimes we have a tendency to resist the change and saying, why? And God would say, you prayed for this change. When you remember that you prayed for the change, even if you don't, just yield with it. On the other side, you'd be able to look around and say, oh, my God. And God will say, yeah, that's how I roll. And you will make a mighty difference. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for saying yes. You are tuned in to Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. We call her Rev D, and so can you, because you are one with us. We are one with you. She's your sister. She's your friend. She's an extension of you, and she's personable like that. If you're listening for the first time, you will find out. If you're a regular listener, say, yep, that's Rev D. Meet her, you talk to her, you hear her, you feel like you know her. I am Ade, Anifowishe, life coach Ade. I am the producer, keeping things moving, encouraging you to call in and taking your calls or checking your answers. Answers, well, maybe that. Yeah, maybe you might get an answer by listening to the show. Of course you will. That's what it was. Ooh, I caught myself off guard there. I'm ahead of myself. Yes. So I help you make sure you get your answers. If you have any questions, anything you want to share on the show, maybe you have a breakthrough. Maybe something is moving in your life. You don't know what it is, but somehow you feel this excitement and you're trying to qualify it or question why you feel excited. Don't do that anyway. Just call in and share that with us. We'll help you move through it. Not that you can't do it by yourself, but sometimes it's good to just have people standing with you energetically to support you midwifing what you're birthing. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 to share your questions, your thoughts, your breakthroughs. Maybe you finally surrendered and now you can say, I'm living in the yes, I'm rising above. 347-426-3346 is the number. You can post your questions in the chat room as well. I'd be happy to get to it. Just make sure it's very clear. But if not, I'll ask you to clarify what you're asking or saying. And another option for you is the Life Conversations Radio. I'm thinking. I should have just do it without thinking. Life Conversations Radio fan page. That's what it is. Life Conversations Radio fan page or like page on Facebook. You can post your questions there. But we prefer that you call in. So everybody, those of the people who are listening to the archive, yes, they can just get to hear your energy and see what you're going through and growing through. So, I think I'm ready. I'm ready to bring on Rev D. She's standing by. I'll just tell you again the number today. I don't know what's going on. The number. Oh, I know what happened. The number is 347 347-426-3346. And who said you can't have two thoughts at once? I just did. Today's topic, that's what happened there, is even in the midst of it. Even in the midst. And you're going to find out more what that means. And now we are ready to welcome Rev D to just do what she does. Hello, Rev D. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And how are you?
Very well. Very well. How was your weekend?
It was good. And I say blessings to everyone who is listening.
Yes.
And I'm going to invite each and every one of us, if you are in a position to, just to take a deep breath. If you're driving or something, it may not be appropriate to close your eyes, but if you can close your eyes and take the deep breath, that would be wonderful. Even in the midst, there is a beautiful song that Valerie Joy and I co-authored, which is actually a spirit letter that came in the form of a song. And it's really, really beautiful. It may be on one of the upcoming CDs, so you know, be on the lookout for those of you who are following her music. But even in the midst, in our society, we're always in such a hurry to get somewhere. And we tend to have this idea that sort of like the grass is greener on the other side. Like there's something that's going to be over there that I don't have now. And I want to start this discussion today by first asserting the fact that where any of spirit is, all of it is. Where any of it is, all of it is. Think of it like this. If we have something like mathematics, for example, there's not more mathematics in China than there is in South Africa. Okay. There's not more mathematics in a chemistry lab than there is in your bathroom. It's all there. All of itself, all of the time. The only question ever is how much are we going to see it, tap into it, and use it? This is true of all of the spiritual qualities: power, joy, love, beauty, truth, integrity, discernment. It's indivisible, and where any of it is, all of it is. It's just awesome when we really grasp that. When that starts to sink in, we cease to be in such a hurry to get somewhere. And we have a greater appreciation for right where we are, even in the midst. We're waiting to be delivered sometimes. We want to get out of this mess and on with something else, as though the joy is going to be over there, the peace is going to be over there, the success, the prosperity, the prize, so to speak, is over there. When we get in that attitude, we tend to have less gratitude for where we are now and whatever is going on in our lives now. That seems somehow second tier, inferior, insignificant, inadequate. But it's just not true. Not true. The fullness of you is with you at all times. We have the breakthroughs not get someplace else. We have the breakthroughs when we are able to see through what's going on and see it now. Let's take some examples. Think about a relationship, close relationship, perhaps a relative or some kind of romantic interest. Could be a coworker, could be almost anything. But I really want you to picture a moment in time when you were really, really at odds. And then picture that moment in time when there was a tremendous sense of love that just overcame you. Something that made you feel connected to them again, empathetic, sympathetic. I'm willing to believe here. About to say I'm willing to bet, because if I was a betting person, I'd put some money on this. That increased sense of love and connectedness didn't occur when they started acting right. When they suddenly met all your expectations. When they suddenly did right by you. No. There came a moment, for whatever reason, that you could see. You had an epiphany. You saw them beyond their stuff. When you looked at them, you didn't just see your accusation anymore. That's an even in the midst moment. That's what I'm talking about. Where, no, everything hasn't changed. Things haven't stuck. I'm not happy with everything. There's still a lot that needs to be done. And God is good all the time. And life is still in session. And joy and beauty abounds always anyway. Even in the midst. So many of us won't allow ourselves to feel joy unless we're happy. Being happy and full of joy are not the same thing. Hap comes from the English root word circumstance, like happenstance. Happy when we're pleased with the circumstances. However, your sense of joy is not conditioned upon the circumstances. You can experience joy when you're not happy. In fact, I contend that some of the most profound joy you will ever experience is, even in the midst, when you are not happy. There's a scripture says, a peace that passes all human understanding. That's even in the midst. When you look around and you go, there's no reason. There's nothing going on here that should be a reason to experience joy. And because we're locked into that idea, we actually prevent ourselves from experiencing joy by not giving ourselves permission to feel joy even in the midst of not being happy. Beginning, what gives me the right to feel joy when there's all this mess going on? What gives me the right to feel joy when my family's in pain or there's this catastrophe or this disaster? You know, how dare you? We say to our own self, how dare you feel joy in the midst of all of this? But the Almighty, the Divine, the Mother, Father, God, living creator of all things, is still alive and well and simply being itself at all times. It's not contracting or retracting based on what it is human beings are doing, banding, growing, or withdrawing. Not happening. No. Even in the midst. Even in the midst. Think how promising that is. Promising and how exciting that is to think that I don't have to wait for everything to change. That I don't have to wait for God to show up and arrive. That I don't have to wait for something else to happen. That wherever I am, at all points in time, Spirit is there. I'm reminded now of the that famous little story, Footprints in the Sand, where somebody's having a conversation with God, and a little distraught, explaining that in the happy day, they saw two sets of footprints in the sand going along in their life. And in the really tough times, they only saw one set of footprints. And the person automatically assumed that when there were only one set of footprints, it was their own. And that God had somehow abandoned them. And this conversation is a questioning to God. How could you do that? And the response back is quite simply, when you only saw one set of footprints, they were mine. Spirit voice is saying, I was carrying you when you only saw one set of footprints. This is what happens for us, even in the midst. We look around, and a lot of times it seems like there's only one set of footprints. And we're wondering, what happened? Why are we abandoned? Why are we having to go through all of this alone? We are never, ever, ever alone. Never, ever alone. Isn't it extraordinary to think that the great I am, the is, the infinite mind, the creative intelligence of the universe, the animating power, the love factor, whatever it is that you conceive of it to be, the consciousness, the Buddhic mind, Krishna awareness, Allah, Jehovah, the great Tao, God, Jesus, whatever you call it, is still the same, indivisible, everywhere present, being all of itself all the time. So the question then becomes, what do we need to experience it? Most of us are waiting on the sidelines, like for God to show up, waiting on the sidelines for the circumstances or the conditions to change, instead of the other way around. Not waiting on the sidelines, but standing firm in the middle. Firm in the middle. Saying, right here, right now. Right here, right now. even in the midst. I don't have to be anyplace else. I don't have to go anyplace else. Even in the midst, right here. There's a story that I tell sometimes, and I would like to share it with you now before we go to break. There was a time, oh, I don't know, could have been almost 10 years by now, at least a good 8. And I was complaining that there wasn't enough fun in my life. I just didn't have enough joy. I wanted to have some fun. So I do a lot of prison outreach work. So far, it's all been in male prisons for 15 years now. One prison I go to the most often, it's about 2.5 hours away from my church in Santa Cruz. It's in the Fresno area. It's called Pleasant Valley State Prison, PVSP, or the initials. So I'm there, and on this particular day, I remember that we were in the chapel. We were with the guy who was head of arts and corrections, and there was going to be some sort of a drum circle. But since it's the chapel, there are all these different activities that were going on simultaneously. So I think it was just ending Ramadan, and the Muslim brothers come in, and you know, everybody's stuff is in there, and they put their blankets down on the ground, and they're doing their prayers. And there were a pair of brothers, blood brothers, who were Native American. They were both very young, and it hurt my heart to see that they had gotten, you know, near life sentences, if not life, at very young ages. One of them actually didn't even have anything to do with it. I think it was like a liquor store robbery that went bad or something like that. I think somebody was killed in a liquor store thing. Like 15, 16 years old, they were very close in age. So by now, they're maybe 24, 25. And they have this big drum, this really big drum. And I was always fascinated by this drum. Sometimes I'd see them playing it out in the enclosed areas. And I really wanted to play the drum. But I knew enough in terms of cultural diversity, don't just assert yourself like that. So I asked the men. I asked these two brothers, would it be okay if I played the drum? And they just looked terrified. They were like, oh, no, 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 no. Very respectful, but oh, no, 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 no. They said, women have their own drum circles. I said, okay. And he could tell I was, you know, kind of quizzical. And he said, a woman's medicine is too strong for a man. And I just backed away. And the younger of the two looked at me, and he paid me, in some respects, perhaps the highest compliment I have ever been paid by a man. He looked at me and he said, you play this drum, it will probably hurt us. He said, your medicine is that strong. And I remember thinking to myself, wow, I am here in a male prison talking to guys who were locked up for life. This is even in the midst, who are showing more honoring and respect for me and the power of female energy than I can ever remember getting on the outside. Then when all the guys started to gather, maybe 50 guys, it was pretty crowded in there. We just had all kind of instruments and percussion things. And I remember I just started taking things, whatever, rattles, shakers, sticks, whatever, and just putting them in guys' hands as they were, you know, being cool up against the wall or whatever it was they were doing. And we had this just spontaneous jam. It just kept going on and on, and the director would whatever, he'd direct us, like, you know, let's soften it now, let's swell up, let's do it faster, let's slow it down. And he's just, like, orchestrating this thing. And I was having such a good time. And it dawned on me, oh, my God, I'm having fun. I am having fun. I am having a blast. Now, when I had been complaining about not having enough fun and praying about right action and, you know, let there be some more fun in my life, I wasn't thinking going to prison. I wasn't thinking of being in a prison to have fun. But I'm telling you, that day still sticks out in my mind as having a blast. And then we had those, I forgot what they call it, but they're like cylinders, and they're hollow and they're plastic. And the director whispered to me, and he said, you know, I'm going to do something here that's just never done before. And he had us all sit down in the center. And the radical part about this, and at the time I didn't understand just how radical it was, the guys closed their eyes. And then people walked all around us with these plastic things doing these sounds and this kind of surround sound. And it was, you never knew where the sound was coming from. They were dancing around. It was just exquisite. And on top of joy, there was this profound moment of trust. Because you never close your eyes in a room in prison. You just don't do that. And the joy that they were having. So I had my own joy. I had this honoring and respecting. Then I had the joy of watching their joy. And it was even in the midst. And I remember when we left, the director said something to us that he would sometimes say, as well as the Muslim chaplain and some of the other people when we would leave. He said, for a few moments in there, the guys forgot that they were in prison. He said, there is something that you do when you come here that makes them forget that they are in prison. He said, and that's a really hard thing to do, to forget that you're in prison here, even in the midst. Ordinarily, I would have thought, oh, joy, fun is, you know, someplace out in the open, the beach, or with some friends, or kicking it, some barbecue, or, you know, something, but no. I had one of the most joyful times of my life, even in the midst. Stuff was still going in my life. Nothing had shifted, nothing changed. I wasn't happier about my circumstances than I was before I went in there. But I put all that aside for a moment and gave myself permission to just be, to be in the moment, to be in the space, the presence, the communion, the fellowship. And it was profound joy, even in the midst. Let's take a break.
I think we need to take a breath first. You activated something, but we'll talk about that on the break. And we're going to take a break. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. Maybe you want to share an experience you've had when you had something similar to what Rev D just shared. I have an experience, something that happened to me that I never quite, well, I associate the experience to someone else, but I'm getting a new awareness that it had something to do with Rev D. And I will tell her when we come back from the break. And I want to hear a little bit more about a woman's medicine is too strong for a man, because that's not something we talk about too often in the Western world anyway. We're too busy trying to be the same. You're listening to Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. We call her Rev D, and so can you. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Whatever it takes for you to hear the show, make it happen, even in the midst. We'll be back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
SeekerFest, a music-filled celebration of spirituality, philosophy, science, and religion. Here is Christine Joel to tell us about SeekerFest.
SeekerFest is a festival that celebrates the convergence of spirituality, science, philosophy, and religion. It's all about celebrating the many paths to universal truth through art, music, spoken word, and TED Talk-like presentations.
What inspired you to create SeekerFest?
What inspired me to create SeekerFest was really a recognition of a lack of a space for people who had an obscure faith or a different spiritual path, or didn't realize they were on a spiritual path. People who are seekers, they didn't have a really place to find fellowship and to seek fellowship.
SeekerFest sounds like a great place for people with different belief systems to celebrate their differences and what they have in common. Well, for more information, go to theseekerfest.com. That's theseekerfest.com. Even in the mist, we're going to continue with all the technical issues. And I'm just going to lift up Blog Talk Radio right now. Okay, so let's try this and see what happens.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sophia, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, it's all about positivity, it's all about self-empowerment, it's all about Life Conversations.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. Be the change you want to see and know, and remember that no matter what you're going through and growing through, that God is in the midst of it. Just a slight shift in consciousness that is needed, required. Give yourself permission to know what is true beyond appearance. Appearance is an appearance. You're listening to Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson on LifeConversationsRadio.com. She is the author of The Sacred Yes and Your Deepest Intent, Letters from the Infinite. And today's topic is Even in the Midst of It. And we're taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Rev D, I'm going to hold the thing that I want to tell you. I'm going to hold up next. But I want to start with how you told the story somewhere. From when the young guy told you that a woman's medicine is too strong for a man, and he wanted that you play the drum, and between then and now, what does that mean to you?
It means that there are different energy fields, and that different cultures are more sensitive to that than other cultures. And masculine and feminine energies have different rhythmic component. Now, they're talking about the drum. The drum is the heartbeat. The drum is the throb. The drum takes you basically all the way back to the womb. It's the most primordial beat, so to speak. And they just have a sensitivity. They just have an awareness of how different yin-yang energies are interfacing. And it very well could have been, I mean, I was inside, so I couldn't tell you. I mean, it very well could have been that there was a moon cycle going on as well. It could have been a time of a full moon or some other kinds of additional sort of force fields or whatnot that were going on. And I respected their awareness. I respected their understanding. A woman's medicine, in Native cultures, your medicine is, for lack of a better word, it's kind of like your energy field. It's your chi. It's your vibratory field. It's not medicine like we think of you know, some external pill or something like that. It's a much more like internal rhythmic thing. And there is a lot of power. And unfortunately, our Western society is very misogynistic. You know, I don't want to get too far off from the topic, but our Western society really tries to denigrate and put down anything that's feminine. And I personally believe it's because they're afraid of its power.
Yes.
That's a very common pattern, whether it's the stuff that we see in racism or whatever. When you are afraid of other people's power, you belittle it and you try to make it seem like it's insignificant. The throughout history, women shamans have been persecuted because of their power. You know, known as witches or, you know, whatever. You know, the healers and you know, our culture has just spent a whole bunch of effort trying to denigrate that. I just had a conversation actually on Saturday with one of my buddies about this. He was talking about the Israeli army and how the Israeli army now has a special force, intelligence force, that's all female. And he said that what they had found was that the women had certain sensitivities and perceptive powers that the men didn't have. They could pick up on the most subtle cues, things that were going on in the room, and like read people and stuff that just wasn't like apparent. And I was saying to my friend, I told him, it's interesting that the Israeli army has figured this out and is taking advantage of it, where these very same things that these women are being trained for to use are the very things that most women are dismissed for. Crazy. You're making stuff up. You know, you're reading more into it than what it is. You know, you're making a big deal out of it. You know, but they're seeing things. They're picking up things that perhaps their partners or other people are not. And it's not that they're crazy or anything like that. But if the other people can't see it, then it's invalidated.
So true.
I highly recommend anybody listening who has a copy of Your Deepest Intent, which is the second volume of my Letters from the Infinite series, that you check out the letter that's entitled Even in the Midst. It's on page 101, and it's really good. It's really good. It's one of the longer letters. It's one of the more epic letters. But I highly, 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 highly recommend it.
Hmm. Whew. Indeed, you're tapped in. Of course, I have no doubt about that. I see it. So, sticking with this energy and the drums, and I had to mute myself because I was like, yes, this whole thing about feminine energy. And I often see this spiritual wisdom as that sort of feminine energy compared to science, which I see science as more the masculine. And we often would say, well, science doesn't prove it. You know, we go more to that than everything you said about the feminine, about women. And obviously, clearly there's a change, there's a shift. It seems like it's slow, but I know that there is divine order. Because even within ourselves, we sometimes say, well, I don't know if what I felt, I checked and I heard, I tuned into my intuition, but I'm not sure if that's me or if that's ego, because it doesn't make sense. So it's interesting how that plays out.
If you go ahead.
No, go ahead. You got it.
If you look at martial arts, for example,
mm-hmm.
It's a perfect example of this yin-yang. With martial arts, it's not about brute force. They're not boxing. There's a concentration. It's almost like ballet. There's such a grace and an ease in the movement. There's a genteel meditation, so to speak. There's a zone that people are getting in. You know, the Native American warriors, the same thing, very delicate on their feet, you know, able to walk. They're not marching and stomping, and there's a grace. There's a grace that's there, a certain presence. And I contend that the sooner we accept and embrace that everything is yin-yang, including our own selves, the better the world will be. That so much of what we see is a hyper-masculinity of everything, whether it's the rational mind, whether it's brute force violence to resolve all conflict, or violence is a symbol of power. But no, we don't have to do all that. That's not where it is. And I contend that if you do more of even in the midst, it will take you to a softer place. That will take you to a place of a little more yin energy. When you get to even in the midst, it's not aggressive anymore. You're not pushing, you're not struggling, you're not trying to make everything happen. There's an awareness of a dance of life that's going on that's beyond your ability to control.
Softness, they're so powerful.
Yeah.
They're just whispers, just fluid and flexible.
You know,
now,
and there's power in it. See?
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
Love.
Uh-huh.
Love is one of the
yes.
most powerful weapons on the universe. The whole nonviolent social change movement based on this soul force of love.
Mm.
That's the yin energy. Powerful.
Whew. You're rocking my world, WebD. Just the way I needed to be rocked, where I didn't know how it needed to be rocked, but it's rocked the way I know. It's like, if I'd known, I would know this is what I needed. You shared the story about the drum in the prison, and I don't know all your stories, of course, but I know some of the stories. Then this story I haven't heard before, so it was new. And it's ironic for many reasons. And Ambassador just sent her love. She said, that's just such a lovely story, and thanks you for sharing it. Ambassador and I were talking about creating something around drumming that we're going to do. And we were talking about, you know, just what happens when people come together with musical instruments, with percussion instruments, and just, it's beyond language. It's beyond the intellect. So you talking about that tonight is just like, oh my God, that's just the wrong point. Now, the thing that I've been teasing everyone with is the last time, well, I don't know if that was the last time you came to Atlanta, but when, remember that when I didn't bring you down, but I introduced you to a group that I was part of, I don't know, 3 years ago or something, and with Dr. Emmanuel Larte. And this group, for listeners, we have a discussion about a certain topic. Rev D came there, and I had my drum with me, as I always do when we meet every, I think it's every 2 weeks or something like that. And drum there, as I said several times, pretty cool. And every now and then, Rev D, I always think of that day. It was on Sunday, and there was another brother who was drumming with me. And he normally doesn't drum with me, but there was another drum, so we drummed together. And every now and then I think of that experience that I had, because I found myself doing something that I've never done on a drum before, and I don't know if I've ever done it since. This is like 3 years ago or so, three, four years ago. And I remember saying to me, thank you very much. I really enjoyed you playing with me. I did some things that I've never even done before. But tonight, I am certain that what was happening through me was activated by you. What I'm hearing now, I am so clear that something about your energy, because I remember that gathering where people came in, they were sort of not lukewarm, but just they didn't know you, so they're trying to fill you out as we do, trying to see, you know, people, you know, just vibe people out. And then eventually people start thawing out and thawing out and thawing out. And at the end, they're like, I love you. Oh, my God. This place was on fire. And I think either you said it, because it's funny, one of the brothers that said, you know, you're speaking my language. And, you know, I just love you. He was like, he was trying so hard not to say that because it felt like it was so weird. But he couldn't hold it anymore. Just like, I'm going to say it. I just love you. And I think Dr. Ishmael Tete, not Ishmael Tete, Brother Ishmael, Emmanuel Larte said play, or maybe you said it, I don't remember. Well, I did some things with my drum that night, that evening, that I've never done before, that I haven't done since. And every now and then I'm always thinking, what was that? What was that? But you brought it home for me on a day when Ambassador and I were talking about creating something around drumming, sacred drumming. And I'm just going to go ahead and say, thank you for sharing the story. Thank you for the energy that you carry. And I am a witness. I am a witness to what the brother said when he talks about a woman's energy. And he, you know, when he said, you know, if you play this drum, you might hurt us. You know, I think, I don't know what he meant, but for me, if I have to translate it, it's like you have to go beyond your ego to be able to take that energy that you bring. And I am very clear that night, what happened to me was the energy that you were carrying. I'm so clear about that. So,
you know, that well may be. That well may be. And, you know, for the listeners and the people who know me, who don't know me, I'm not that feminine of a person by any stretch of the imagination, that my demeanor and my presence. So, I mean, I really understand all this energy thing, because I carry both, and I'm very cognizant of carrying both. Not androgynous, like neither, but the fullness, you know, of both. And I truly believe that part of the secret to being able to live more this, even in the midst, is actually tied to this. That we, there's a wholeness that's there. There's a balance that's there. You know, most of the time, it's kind of like we're either, you know, all jolly or we're all sad or we're, you know, too much this, we're too much that. And there's a little bit of all of it in there. There's power and there's repose. There's something kind of like a fire to me. When I look at a fire, there's something that seems very like soft and cozy, and within that fire there's a rage. It's like, oh, hey. And it's just different aspects of the same thing. And if we can understand that that's how spirit shows up, it's going to be different aspects of the same thing. Sometimes we're wanting, you know, razzmatazz and loud stuff, and spirit's with us in a very quiet kind of way. You know, or we're wanting it to just be kicked back and laid back and hanging a little again, and spirit's laying a fire under us and say, hey, you better get your yang butt out up and do something. yeah, it's all of it.
Yes, yes, so true.
Do we have any, before we run out of time, was there anything that any of the listeners wanted to bring forth?
No, listeners, for some reason, just love listening to you, and I certainly understand. But for the benefit of those of you who might be listening for the first time, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad to share your thoughts, to share your breakthrough, to share. Maybe Rev D activated a aha moment in you. Maybe something just clicked in place. This is your opportunity to let her know, because one of the best gifts you can give a teacher is letting the teacher know how what you're hearing is landing. That's the best gift. 347-426-3346. I know I did get a direct message through Twitter. Somebody was having issues connecting through Block Talk Radio, so I don't know if that's just something with that listener or everybody else, but there are some people listening online. So press 1 on your keypad to share your expansion, to share your story, to share whatever it is you are feeling that it would be good to hear and for others to hear. And so, yeah. Lefty, I want to ask this question, because I have, you know, my clients, I have a lot of female clients, I have a lot of female friends. And I can say, really, the ones that are that I call friends, that are not clients, they're pretty, you know, they have learned to, learning and getting better of falling in love or embracing that feminine energy. And I know that, well, I don't know, but you may not be one to go here, but I find it fascinating, and I love how you bring it and how you teach. So I wanted to really stay with it a little bit more. Because I think even when we talk, actually, it is on topic. Even in the midst, you got to be able to stay with that subtle, quiet power. And I think sometimes it's uncomfortable. And because as I go through my experience and grow through it, I'm learning that. I'm learning to prove God. I'm learning to prove what I say I know. And it does require learning more with that feminine energy. So, having said all that, what would you say to females who are feeling like, well, I'm in corporate America, or the way the world is, you know, I gotta, they say if you can't beat them, join them, so I gotta be tough like a man because I'm not gonna let a man take advantage of me. Can you share something about helping females? And I know we're not just talking about females here, but females, as you described, has that feminine energy. I mean, a female represents that feminine energy. How to sort of lean back into it, to kind of just lean into it so that, you know, we can, go ahead.
Yeah, don't give up and don't give in. That when you look at the business world, the whole business world has been completely revolutionized by the presence of women.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at what's considered now a good manager, it's an exaltation of what we call the feminine qualities. People are being taught how to be good listeners, how to be cooperative, how to work in teams, you know, how to affirm, and in a way that has a distinct yin energy to it. You take the military, for example. The military, I think, is something like 30% women right now. But the military pretty much has not adapted. Quite the contrary. It's like if a woman goes into the military, she is completely buying in to that masculine approach. Their way of building team is much different than a corporate way of building team. The most important thing is to be you. To be you. To be fully you. To bring all of you. Because there are certain things that have been trained. I'm not saying that they're natural propensities. I don't know. But women are trained to articulate what they're feeling more. You know, when I do couples counseling, with heterosexual couples, sometimes I just feel sorry for the guys. I do. Because, you know, the women are like running rings all over them with all this stuff about feelings and emotions, and they don't get it. They it's not their world. It's like another language. And the playing field's not level, you know, at all. But there's many things. That ability to multitask, that ability to learn how to balance just a whole bunch of stuff and keep the stamina. You know, even if a woman's not like a single parent or single, there's still the tendency for her to work more. You know, when she comes home, she didn't get to punch out. You know, she's still she's still moving and cooking and cleaning and, you know, take care of kids, do it all this, that, whatnot. And I'm not a judgment. All I'm saying is that those are skill sets. Those are skill sets that are developed that are very handy in the marketplace. They're very handy. You know, just be you. There's a difference between learning and emulating. A woman will never survive in a corporate culture without understanding men's culture. Just like a black person, a black American will never survive in corporate America without understanding white culture. It doesn't mean you have to be white, but it does mean you have to understand the culture. You know, you have to know how to maneuver in it. It doesn't mean you have to stop being you. I call it multilingual or like bilingual. You know your own and you know theirs. And there's an irony, which is that the people who are multilingual or bilingual or have to learn another culture, you know the culture better than the other people in it. They're so in it that they've never had to think about it. Like if you ask the average American to describe American culture, they wouldn't even know where to begin. Don't lose yourself, that's all. Be genuine. Okay?
Thank you. You are truly always a breath of fresh air. You have a way of connecting the human mind with the heart, with words. Well, it's almost time to release the show. Anything
All right.
else you want to share, add with our listeners before you move on to your next assignment?
Just say anybody that might be interested in taking some virtual classes with me or studying with me or anything like that, just send me a jingle, revd@innerlightministries.com.
Mm-hmm.
We have private sessions that are available as well if people want some one-on-one counseling, as well as participating in virtual classes. And be sure to check out some of my books. I highly, highly recommend for this particular topic, the Even in the Midst Letter in Your Deepest Intent,
yes.
Volume 2 of the Letters from the Infinite series.
And I am Life Coach Ade. I approve that message. Yes. Rev D, thank you for all you do. Looking
Surely.
Forward to seeing you next week.
Okay, take
Peace
care.
And blessings.
All right.
Yes. Pick up Rev D's book, The Sacred Yes. At least if you can't get both, get one. I promise you. Go on Amazon. Go to her website, deborahjohnson.org, and just let your spirit be your guide. These books will change your life. I mean, it makes spirituality real. That's been my experience. The things that I remember the times I just had it intellectually, and I was beating myself up with it. But I mean, Sacred Yes and The Deepest Intent is really my Bible. Because it's another way of taking what you hear from Rev D and taking it even deeper, that you become an example of example of the truth that she represents. Yes. So rather than just think, oh my God, she's so deep, she's so powerful. Yes, she's all that, and you can be that deep, you can be that powerful because you're living in the yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson, author of The Sacred Yes and Your Deepest Intent. She'll be back next week. 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Just be grateful. I mean, you're listening. What you've heard today, I know it touched your soul. I know it did. This is Ricky Byers Beckwith, one with the one. You got to be one with the one so you can really be in that space when everything is going crazy around you. You can hold on to the one. And everybody else might be saying you're crazy. You're like, well, yes, but I love where I'm at because I'm in touch with joy. Make sure you tune in on Thursday for the play experience with Ambassador Farah. And Monday, the brothers are coming back. The brothers, the elders. Elders Wisdom. I love that show. I'm looking forward to it. Join us for the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show, 12 p.m. Eastern. The play experience is 7 p.m. Eastern. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for making a difference. Now go forth and multiply the consciousness of truth and love and spirituality. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for you. Ricky Byers Beckwith. The website address is rickybb.com or weletitbe.com. Check her out on iTunes and download her song. Pay for the songs. They put a lot of energy into it. Trust me, I know. Be one with the one, be good to yourself, and be love. Peace and blessings.
One with the one. One with the one. One with the one. Fear is of what we need. Real satisfaction comes in who we came to be. Like the air and sun and the earth we walk upon. Love is freely given and life becomes worth living when you're one with the one, with the one. One with the one, with the one. I'm watching the world and wondering why we live our lives with so much speed. What are we doing if we don't learn from the past? Are we moving fast? Are we moving way too fast, but really standing still? Just trying to gain some speed with our mind and with our will. Wanting to feel something greater inside. Great like the river is wide and rushing to get it done. Needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.